Marine veteran service dog that inspired the PAWS Act takes last flight home. By Michael Foster on February 9, 2023. A service dog named Kaya, whose legacy will forever be intertwined with the federal legislation she helped pass, made the final trip of an impressive career on Southwest Airlines last week. In a video posted on the airline's official Instagram, Kaya, a German Shepherd, can be seen beneath her handler, Cole Lyle, as a Southwest pilot describes Kaya's achievements and the significance of the flight. The pilot explained that the airline's special guest on the February 2nd flight was specifically trained to help veterans cope with mental health issues. He then dropped a stunning revelation. "Sadly, Kaya was recently diagnosed with an untreatable cancer," he said. "So we have the solemn honor of taking her on what will be her last flight as she goes home to rest where she was born and first met Cole." Kaya would pass away on Saturday, February 4, the Dallas Morning News reported. We noted that Cole and Kaya were instrumental in the passage of the PAWS Act, also known as the Puppies Assisting Wounded Service Members for Veterans Therapy Act. The legislation directs the Secretary of Veterans Affairs to conduct a pilot program to provide canine training to eligible veterans diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder. A Marine veteran, Cole became an advisor to the U.S. Senate on Veterans Policies and discovered the power of a four-legged lobbyist, FIRVA. The pair worked together to convince Republicans and Democrats in Congress to pass the PAWS Act. Kaya was living a charmed and influential life in the nation's capital. She was well known and loved by politicians, she visited the U.S. Capitol and the White House, and she met celebrities and sports stars along the way. Indeed, Kaya's official Instagram account describes her as the most powerful lobbyist on Capitol Hill, in recognition of the assistance she provided Cole in advocating for the PAWS Act. One of the lawmakers she met with was then-Rep. Ron DeSantis, RFL, who introduced the PAWS Act in the House of Representatives. "I met Marine Corps veteran Cole Lyle and Kaya when we were working to pass the PAWS Act in Congress. Kaya's story has helped countless service dogs and wounded veterans across the country and her legacy lives on," DeSantis wrote in a tweet on Friday. The PAWS Act was ultimately signed into law in 2021. While Kaya's track record of influencing policymakers is undeniable, arguably her most profound impact was on her own handler, Cole, who adopted her when she was just a puppy. In an interview with American Service Dogs magazine, Cole recalled how his experience after leaving the military inspired him to begin advocating for the use of service dogs in the treatment of PTSD and, by extension, the legislation he and Kaya championed together. "I was concurrently going through a divorce, didn't have a job, and wasn't in school yet. I had recurring nightmares and anxiety attacks being around people that weren't family or fellow Marines, and there were lots of days I couldn't get out of bed. A lot of Marines experience the same sort of problems, and the crazy thing is that I am but one example, and a fortunate one, amongst the 20 veterans a day that commit suicide. Folks lifted me up and were there for me at dire moments, and my life changed completely when I figured out that service dogs were an option, even before I got one. That was why I was so passionate about helping other veterans get them. We are so grateful to be a part of her legacy, and we thank her and owner at Lyle for their many years of service," the airline wrote in the Instagram post. You can follow Michael Foster on Twitter at @RealmFoster.